Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Coast Guard says one person was killed and 12 people were transported to hospitals. They were on a ferry with 45 people on board that was struck by another boat off Clearwater, Florida.
We were just enjoying the ride, and all of a sudden we hear the first mate yelling, hey, and then we look back behind us, and this big yacht just came through the boat.
That other boat left the scene. Congress returns from recess today. Republicans say a focus will be on a budget bill. One goal is to make President Trump's 2017 tax cuts permanent. Economic worries, though, weighing on the president's approval rating through 100 days. More than 70% of people in an ABC News Washington Post poll believe a recession is at least somewhat likely. President not on the ballot, but his comments about Canada have played a major role in today's national elections to choose a new prime minister. And police in Rome say 70,000 people visited Pope Francis's final resting place yesterday. This is ABC News. New Jersey Supreme Court hears arguments today over a Catholic diocese that's seeking to block the state from impaneling a grand jury to investigate allegations of sex abuse by members of the clergy. The Diocese of Camden says that's not permitted for a private organization under state law. A high-profile robbery case involving one of the world's best-known families begins today, says ABC's Andrea Fujii.
Kim Kardashian is expected to testify as the trial of 10 people accused of robbing her begins today. Prosecutors in Paris say Kardashian was held hostage and tied with cables in the bathroom of a hotel in 2016. The suspects allegedly stole $10 million worth of items, including a $4 million ring never recovered.
The NFL appears poised to return to Washington, D.C. The Washington Commanders have reached a deal with the mayor's office to build a new stadium on the site of RFK Stadium, where the franchise played from 1961 to 1996. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey, WRCO listeners. Prom is just around the corner. Does your daughter have her dress picked out yet? You don't need to spend full price for a dress that she'll only wear once. At the Creative Outlet, you can find beautiful dresses for low resale prices. We can also sell those gently used dresses that are taking up space in your closets. It's a win-win deal for you at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
4 minutes after 7, forecast details for the day will be next.
Court & Main's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
A high in the upper 70s today with warm and muggy conditions. Maybe showers or thunderstorms on an isolated basis today. For tonight, breezy, scattered thunderstorms likely, most widespread, especially to the north of the WRC listening area tonight, some of which could be severe. A low of 50, gusty winds Tuesday and a high of 61. Clouds giving way to some sunshine and cooler conditions later in the day tomorrow. In Richland Center, west winds are at 3. No rain today so far. And on the Wirtz Lauren Home Thermometer, we're at 55 degrees. Today is Monday, April 28th.
If I could buy a house on Memory Lane, I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. Stay good as new, like a fresh coat of paint. You'd be mine in the shine of the front porch light. Yeah, I might as well live there, baby. That's where I spend most of my time. Thinking about those sunsets that bled into jean jacket nights. Those tangled up mornings lost in paradise. So drunk on the feeling. You're pulling me closer, your head on my shoulder. We never let go and we never be over. If I could buy a house on Memory Lane, I wouldn't have to wonder if you miss me the same. I'd be loving you as usual, telling you you're beautiful. Oh, I'd be happily delusional. Think about the sunsets that bled into jean jacket nights. Those tangled up mornings lost in paradise. Still drunk on the feeling when I close my eyes. You're pulling me closer, your head on my shoulder. We never let go and we never be over.
Thank you.
Old Dominion taking us down memory lane today in WRCO. A few things to celebrate today. There are a few, you know, and that's always good on a Monday to at least have something to look forward to. First of all, National Kiss Your Mate Day. So, wow, June's going to have a great day today. Let's see. It's Clean Comedy Day. That should kind of go along with what old Hank has today. It's National Blueberry Pie Day. Maybe he can make the bachelor version of the blueberry pie, you know, buy a pie crust, blueberry pie can in the can, you know, and dump, there you go. Bachelor's blueberry pie, good stuff. Also today, it's World Day for Safety and Health at Work Day, Workers' Memorial Day. It's International Pay It Forward Day as well. Do something nice and pass it on today.
Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. to take a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say baby. I got to know if your sweet love's gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up our climbing in. Take it easy.
Travis Tritt, and take it easy today on a Monday morning, April 28th, as we get to the waning days of April. How can that be? Welcoming in the month of May this weekend as well, with so many things going on in May, including high school graduations and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, time is moving on here, and we need to get ready. 55 is the right now up 2 from the overnight low at the WRCO studios, and cloudy skies. Keeping an eye on the sky for today for you as well. We'll keep you posted on any other further weather statements. Big Tony Schumacher, checks in a little bit later on this morning to let us know the latest on what we can expect for the remainder of the day and when and if there could be some severe weather headed this way.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale. Hurry in for insider deals on must-have spring styles from your favorite brands, like an extra 30% off new dresses, handbags, and accessories from Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Donna Karan New York, Avec LaVie, and more. Plus, get 15% off fragrances, beauty, and skincare, too. It's not only the best time to shop for yourself, it's also the best time to shop early for Mother's Day. Don't miss Friends and Family, going on now at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month. Let's talk about how alcohol impacts high school athletes. It slows reflexes, weakens performance, and increases injury risk. For teens who want to stay at the top of their game, staying alcohol-free is a winning strategy. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
The state budget is a statement of our values, and Wisconsinites are people who value their neighbors. Wisconsin has not yet accepted Medicaid expansion, which is called Badger Care. Accepting the expansion would allow 90,000 more of our neighbors to access affordable health care. The governor is asking for Badger Care expansion in this budget. Not accepting it has meant that $2 billion of our federal taxes are not being returned to the state. It makes no sense. Contact the chair, Senator Markline, and the vice chair, Representative Tony Kurtz of the Joint Finance Committee, and tell them they need to include Badger Care expansion in the state budget. The health of our neighbors should not be sacrificed because some of our representatives have their values in the wrong place. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them, we are Wisconsin nice, and we expect them to uphold our values. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
This week at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca, featuring all classes of quality dairy cattle, from fresh cows and two-year-olds to milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers. You'll also find bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, plus baby heifer and bull calves. Check our website frequently for the latest auction updates. It all happens this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca. Don't miss it!
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering GammaGuard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out! Ride them in!
Cut them out!
Ride them in rawhide!
Hey, there he is. We found him.
Hey, I was outside, Phil.
Were you?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Cleaning up the trash. Watching
the sky?
No, the dumpster lids came open and I had to...
Oh, did they?
Yeah, no one cares about Hank.
Oh. I must have left it open when I got up this morning.
You should close that, Phil.
I shouldn't. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Your bed's all nicely made now.
It is. So. It's nice recyclable paper. You know, it's nice to lay on there. But yeah.
Some old computer boxes in there, too. Be careful of them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, I use them as a pillow.
I saw that.
Oh, well.
Anyway, how was your weekend, young man?
It was great.
Good.
Had some grandbaby time. So,
that is awesome.
So, 1-year-old grandson... Kamari had a birthday party at a park in Madison, so we were there and had beautiful weather Saturday.
Wow.
And then...
did you go to the zoo?
We did not go to the zoo,
I thought maybe you'd see some more of your cousins.
Not this time. No, I did that the week before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, down to the monkey cage.
Yeah.
But then, what else? You lost my train of thought. Oh, of course, I was on Memorex here Saturday night.
Yes.
And then had a chance to go and surprise our little granddaughter, Oakley. And, went to Milwaukee. She didn't know we were coming, and so went there and knocked on
was
the door.
She happy
and,
to
oh
see
yeah,
you?
Jumped a mile high. Grandpa, she said, "You never come visit me."
That's awesome.
So
that
her,
is awesome.
Her and Alea painted my fingers.
Can I see them?
Well, it's pretty much worn off. There's a little yellow there.
That's like high fluorescent yellow. You could probably work in. Mm-hmm. You could be a road construction guy because with your nails being like that, they're very pretty.
Right? Film. Yeah, they painted my nails, and I had necklace on, and they put some rouge on my cheeks and.
You fit right where you belong there, buddy.
They did. the real joy was hearing them laugh and giggle as they were doing it. They were just
is awesome.
Having a ball.
That is great. So, what did I do? Nothing much.
Nothing as exciting as getting your nails done?
No, I kind of missed that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So
looks like you could use a little work.
Without question. Yeah. More than work.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Did you mow your yard?
Nope.
I have not either, but now a lot of people have.
Yeah, I could have, but I'm still waiting on some grass to grow. Just little things like that.
Yeah, I thought so when I got home yesterday. I thought, man, I should have mowed, but you know, grandbabies are mowing the yard.
Yep,
100%. The yard's always going to be there.
I went in. I fixed your guys' canned goods, switched the labels and stuff. You know, when you said watch my house.
Oh yeah,
I did that.
So. That's always important.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, without question. So anything I can do for you, Phil. I will.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to have a guessing game. You shake it. Is it soup or is it peaches?
Well, and then I block June's number on my phone. That way she can't get a hold of me when she opens a can. Okay. Just to let you know. Uh-huh. I mean, no.
I don't know how you got a key, but, you know, I'm guessing.
I thought maybe you gave me one.
No, I don't think so.
My shimmy still works.
Yeah, must have.
Anyway. Did you learn any? And tonight, what are you doing tonight? Anything fun?
Supposed to be in Cazenovia, which should be a really good baseball game. Weston and Ithaca.
Oh yes,
baseball. Yeah. Both undefeated in the conference.
So. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I didn't get that game. I'm not that good. So.
No. You're doing the middle school game in.
Fifth and sixth grade game.
Fifth and sixth grade.
In Seneca. I'm gonna go cheat the kids early. They keep me away from all the good ones.
Umpire of the year, baby.
Yeah,
right there.
That's what I got.
Mm-hmm.
Good. You find any good jokes though?
Not really.
Just to let you know, I did start a job. I did start a new job on Sunday at the Double B Ranch.
Double B Ranch.
Yeah. When I interviewed for the job on the ranch, I told them I wanted to start on top.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I'm doing?
No.
Digging post holes.
Oh! I thought maybe you were sleeping on the top bunk.
No. Digging post holes.
Post holes.
Yeah, so I started on top.
That's amazing.
It is. Yes. Mm. You got anything else?
Well, I've got a couple from the sixth grade comedy club.
Oh, I didn't.
What did the full glass say to the empty glass?
Why so low?
No. What did the full glass say to the empty glass? You look drunk. Thank you.
Whoa.
Thank you very much.
Wife to the husband said, Phil, I have good news and bad news. Which one do you want to hear first? The good news, the husband replied. The good news is that your car's airbag worked efficiently.
Oh, that's good. Safe.
Yep.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, we'll see if Hank can do any better here after these words.
I doubt it.
From our sponsor, Chet's Chuckle, Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's Special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Oh, Hank, I learned the hard way that it's a very bad idea to tell all your secrets to a clock.
Why is that?
Time will tell.
Yeah. Yes. That's a good old dad joke there.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
When it's a dad joke, it becomes apparent.
Right? Yeah,
that's what they say. Yeah.
Yes. You know, Joanne and Debbie are waiting at a bus stop, Phil.
Really?
One asks the other, which bus are you taking?
Mm-hmm.
Number one. And you? Number two. Well, the bus with the number 12 arrives. One of them says to the other, let's just take that one together.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cross-country cruise, yeah.
Mm-hmm. My dear, says the woman, I think our car has water in the engine.
Oh.
My darling, do you even know where the engine is? Yes, it's in the car. And where is the car? It's in the lake.
Yeah, I was going to say. Water in the engine. That's a bad thing.
That's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely.
A tough one.
This one definitely from my sixth grade comedy club, 1975. What did the paper say to the pencil?
I don't know.
What did the paper say to the pencil, Hank? Right on.
Right on.
Right on.
Right on.
Right on,
so,
brother.
So simple.
Yeah.
Yet so far out of my head.
So am I. Yeah.
Yeah. Three balloons, a mama balloon, a papa balloon, and a baby balloon all sleep in the same bed, Phil.
Oh, really?
But as the baby balloon grows bigger, there's less and less space. One night, the baby balloon gets fed up. He unties his own knot and floats over to his parents.
Oh, yeah.
First, he unties a little bit of mama's knot to let some of the air out. Then he unties a little bit of papa's knot. Then he unties a little of his own knot to shrink himself. In the morning, the parents were furious. Papa Balloon says, Son, I'm very disappointed in you. You've let me down, you've let your mother down, and most importantly, you let yourself down.
Took the air out of his sails.
Took the air out of the sails. Yeah, just not fun anymore.
Man, no, that's too bad. Why didn't the hamburger buns ever get along?
I don't know, Phil.
They always had beef between them.
I tell you, and the parent jokes are awesome.
Yeah, I'm the king of dad jokes.
You are, aren't you?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So anyway, a snail goes in the car dealership, and says, "I want the fastest sports car you have."
Hmm.
The dealer is surprised, but sells him a sleek, brand new car. The snail says, "One more thing. I want you to paint a big letter S all over it, on the hood and doors and the roof, everywhere." The dealer says, "Oh, but why? Do you know why now?"
"I do."
That's what I thought. The snail grins and says, "Because when people see me zoom by, I want them to say, 'Look at that S car go.'"
Oh, yes.
Yes. You knew that one?
I did know that one.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. As soon as I started saying it, you knew it. You had the big old smile on your face.
Oh, yes. Look at that S car go.
Look at that S car go.
Speaking of which, what kind of car does Mickey Mouse's wife drive?
I don't know.
A minivan.
A minivan.
Oh, yes. Oh,
they're not getting any better here.
No.
They're not.
We're going down. That's one the granddaughters would probably like. So.
Yeah, probably. I'm surprised you didn't steal it from their diary.
I did, actually. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, anyway, are you ready for the kicker, young man?
Let me brace myself.
Watch your leg. I don't want to kick you.
Yeah, don't kick me.
It was a dark, stormy night. Mm. The Marine was off on his first assignment, and it was guard duty. A general stepped out, taking his dog for a walk. The nervous young private snapped to attention, made a perfect salute, and snapped out, "Sir, good evening, sir." The general, out for some relaxation, returned to the salute and said, "Good evening, soldier. Nice out, isn't it?" "Well, it is. Well, it isn't. It wasn't a nice night," but the private wasn't going to disagree with the general, so he saluted again and replied, "Sir, yes, sir." The general continued, "You know, there's something about a stormy night that I find soothing. It's really relaxing. Don't you agree?" The private didn't agree, but the private was just a private and responded, "Sir, yes, sir." The general, pointing at the dog, "This is a golden retriever, the best type of dog to train." The private glanced at the dog, saluted yet again, and said, "Sir, yes, sir." The general continued, "I got this dog for my wife."
Hmm.
The private simply said, "Good trade, sir."
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. And a private will always be a private with that comment.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
Maybe sort of material where he could move up. You never know.
I was talking about a wife material.
Oh, wife material.
A husband material.
Yeah, no.
Poor for that. Yeah, poor guy.
Yeah. Well, that's it anyway. For Chet's Chuckle today, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and such.
Yep. Thank you to Chet's. And get down there now. They have everything you need for your spring.
Growing.
I was planning on fertilizing your yard for you, Phil.
My yard?
Yeah, just a couple spots.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's put like Hank out there in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Is that okay?
That'd be all right, sure.
Wouldn't even care, would you?
No, I wouldn't. You could see it with the low-flying planes there in Sexton.
Yeah.
Probably.
Or have a big arrow point to the airport. That would be funny.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's why I'll try to keep you out of my yard as much as I can.
Hey, I'm here for you, Phil. Yeah,
I know.
That's what's scary about it. Buddy, I hope you have a great day, and everybody out there. And be aware of the weather today and tonight. And be safe and be kind.
Absolutely. That's Hank Bray.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892. It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. If you love working outdoors and take pride in a job well done, they have part-time and full-time positions available. Whether you're looking for 40 hours a week or a flexible schedule, there's an opportunity for you. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Join the team and help keep the House on the Rock Resort looking its best.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU. finding the right loan is just as important as finding the right vehicle. At WCCU Credit Union, we help you look beyond the monthly payment to help you understand the entire cost, including insurance, interest, and warranties. Whether you're purchasing from a dealer or a private party, WCCU offers you better solutions with affordable loans from local people you know and trust. And with our AutoSmart program, we can give you access to dealer inventories and even pre-approve your loan. For more details, contact any of our offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
This day in history, 1967, heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali was stripped of his WBA title after he refused induction into the armed forces. Also, in 2001, a Russian rocket lifted off from Central Asia carrying the first space tourists, California businessman Dennis Tito and two cosmonauts. This day in history, celebrity birthdays include actress, singer Anne Margaret, who turns 84, and TV host, comedian Jay Leno turns 75. We'll see about celebrities on the local area scene with birthdays today, right after these words from our sponsor, The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes to Abby Tisdale, 16 today. The best of days to you, and good luck on that driver's license thing, too. From Grandma and from Aunt Melissa, Uncle Jake, from Ava, Isaac, Sister Izzy, and, of course, Mom and Dad. Happy birthday, Abby. Wishes as well going out from residents and staff of Schwindelton Hills to Margaret Fish. Have a great day. The Bloom City Town Crier with wishes for Sherry Hansen, Kim Johnson, and Shauna Cradwell. Happy birthday to James Honer from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Happy 19th to Tisha Bumkamp, love from Papa Todd. Happy 19th to Tisha, love Mom, Tyler, Aiden, Addie, Ashton, and also Ralph. Have a great day today. Greetings to Teresa Krogan from Park Street Christian Church, to granddaughter Oakland Bumkamp. Have a great day, love from Grandpa and Grandma Connor. To Father Eric Burns, have a great day from the Durst families. Happy birthday elsewhere today. We have a wish for Teresa Krogan from Bob and Heidi Shear this morning. Also today, happy birthday to Donna Bauer and Jordan Kaczubski from Richland Center United Methodist Church. The RC Lions with wishes for Justin Ermilio, to Teresa Krogan, Carter Schultz, and Colin Huth. Happy anniversary, Kevin and Robin Corneff. Happy birthday to Oakland Marie Bumkamp from Grammy and Grandpa today. Have a great day, Oakland. And the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club saluting Oakland Bumkamp. Happy birthday as well to Karen Ernst and Brenda Jennings. Happy anniversary to Jonathan and Gina Thomas as well.
Does J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center do more than just gifts? You bet. We do full custom laser engraving on most metal items, custom engraving on knives, ID marking your tools, custom motorcycle parts, belt buckles, metal water bottles, wedding servers, dog tags, turn bracelets, or anything you can think of. Whether it's a gift or you need something for your business or something for yourself, J.J. Walsh Jewelers can help you design and permanently personalize your metal items. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, your diamond jeweler.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
20 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, we're headed towards 77. Maybe some showers or thunderstorms today, some of which could be severe tonight in the forecast. A low of 50 overnight. Right now, 56 at WRCO Radio. Here is Alan Jackson.
Remember when I was young, so you, time stood still. Love was all we knew. You were the first, so was I. Made love and then you cried. Remember when? Remember when? Without the vows, walked the walk, gave our heart. Start, and it was hard. We lived and learned life through curves. There was joy, there was hurt. Remember when? Remember when? Old ones died, new were born. Life was changed. Disassembled, rearranged. We came together, fell apart, and broke each other's hearts. Remember when? Danced to week, brought back the love. We found trust, vowed we'd never give it up. Remember when? Remember when? 30 seems so old now, looking back. Just a stepping stone to where we are, where we've been. Said we'd do it all again. Remember when? Remember when? We said when we turned gray, when the children grow up and move away, we won't be sad, we'll be glad for all the life we've had. And we'll remember when. Remember.
Great one from Alan Jackson, no doubt. Phil Mee, hoping you have a great day. Joanne is coming up next with the news.
Cordon Maine's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Corton Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland.
Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 56 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. Our forecast calls for variably cloudy, breezy, turning warm and muggy. Isolated showers or thunderstorms today with a high of 77, south-southeast winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, breezy with scattered thunderstorms likely, most widespread north of the listening area. Some could be severe with a low of 50, south winds 15 to 25 miles per hour, turning westerly. In Richland Center, we have west-northwest winds at 2 miles per hour, and after a low of 53, we're back up to 56 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Be prepared for hazardous weather today. The National Weather Service says some extremely severe storms could push through most of Wisconsin today. That will start this morning with a round of storms that could bring heavy hail. The second round of storms is expected tonight into tomorrow morning, with a chance of tornadoes, strong winds, hail, and flooding. Keep an eye on weather reports and be ready to move to safety if a tornado approaches. Local elected officials reacted to the Friday morning arrest of Milwaukee County Court Judge Hannah Dugan by federal agents. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson said the arrest sends a chilling message to undocumented persons who nevertheless have legitimate reasons to participate in the legal process. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley called the circumstances of Dugan's arrest at the courthouse concerning. Judge Dugan allegedly assisted an undocumented immigrant, Eduardo Flores Ruiz, to avoid arrest at the courthouse a week ago. She's charged with obstruction and concealing an individual from arrest. She made an initial appearance in court and was released. Flores Ruiz is in custody. In a statement, 6th District Congressman Glenn Grothman said Flores Ruiz has a criminal history that includes charges of strangulation and suffocation, battery, and domestic abuse. He said Flores Ruiz had already been deported once, illegally re-entered the United States, and again committed violent crimes while unlawfully present in the country. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said in a statement to His Politics, the charges against Dugan are serious and the Assembly is prepared to act. Voss said Judge Dugan's decision to hide a dangerous and illegal immigrant was irresponsible and put the public safety at risk. At the Capitol, lawmakers are considering Braden's Law, increasing penalties for sextortion, especially if it leads to suicide. The fast-growing cybercrime targets children to send explicit images and extorts them for money or more content. The bill is named after Braden Bone. The Wausau area 15-year-old died by suicide in March after being victimized by a cybercriminal. The bill was the subject of an emotional public hearing last week before the Assembly Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety. Braden's mom, Brittany Bird, said her son was targeted by organized crime and that there needs to be a consequence that at least makes cyber criminals think twice about it. The bill would make sextortion perpetrators eligible for felony murder charges if their actions result in a victim's suicide. It has bipartisan support and the backing of Attorney General Josh Call. A letter from Wisconsin Democrats demands the Trump administration assist with lead remediation in Milwaukee public schools. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Congresswoman Gwen Moore are asking the administration to approve the MPS request for federal assistance. The Centers for Disease Control denied the request earlier this month, citing staffing shortages after Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. eliminated the agency's response team. Baldwin and Moore are also urging the administration to reinstate fired lead poisoning experts at the CDC. Democratic lawmakers introduced legislation to reestablish a statutory right to abortion in Wisconsin. State Senator Kelda Royce of Madison says Republican lawmakers have been focused on making abortion as difficult for people to access as possible. The Abortion Rights Restoration Act would remove the state's 1849 abortion ban, abortion medications restrictions, and abortion coverage bans. It's unlikely to advance in the Republican-controlled legislature. International students across the country are discovering that their legal status and student visas are being terminated or revoked with little notice. An Associated Press review of university statements, correspondence with school officials, and court records has, as of Wednesday, tallied at least 1,118 students at 177 colleges, universities, and university systems have had their visas revoked or their legal status terminated since late March. Closer to home, a local judge has prevented the Trump administration from deporting a second UW-Madison student. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, 21-year-old Allison Yang is a Chinese student at the business school. She's set to graduate in about 2 weeks and work as an actuarial assistant before grad school, but her visa was revoked April 4th. She had a speeding ticket, and that may be the basis of her deportation. The paper reports a federal judge in Madison ruled that revoking her visa was, quote, an abuse of discretion, and a speeding ticket is not a valid reason to deport someone. The judge's ruling says if she had to go home, she would have spent more than $130,000 and not get her degree. On top of that, he mentioned the psychological impact, saying she's now in constant fear and doesn't want to leave her room, worried that immigration authorities will arrest her. The Trump administration has revoked the visas of at least 40 students across the UW system. Students have begun to file lawsuits across the country, with a number of temporary restraining orders granted in lawsuits from New Hampshire, Montana, and Wisconsin. The Department of Workforce Development has announced almost $1.7 million in Wisconsin Fast Forward Worker Training Grants. The awards to 14 Wisconsin employers will help train more than 760 workers to meet the needs of the workplace of the future in the construction, customer service, healthcare, manufacturing, and transportation sectors. The grants provide $1,696,808 in funds to reimburse cost of occupational training for unemployed, underemployed, and current workers that qualify trainees for full-time work, higher level of employment, or increased wages. Some projects include partnerships with community organizations, local employers, and industry associations. The Wisconsin Fast Forward Grant awards include $232,925 to Meritor Foundation Incorporated in Dane County. Meritor is partnering with the Center for Healthcare Education and Simulation in Meritor Hospital Incorporated to offer a CNA Plus geriatrics training to 100 unemployed trainees, and $212,978 to Watco Companies LLC in Dane County. Watco is training 53 incumbent workers to advance engineering pathways through classroom and on-the-job training. Incumbent workers could receive an hourly wage increase of $1 or more. Grant projects require a 50% cash or in-kind employer match. Training must provide transferable skills to incumbent workers, underemployed workers, or unemployed people. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 3.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.98 a gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 3.8 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 35.6 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.61 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.43 a gallon, a difference of 82 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline is unchanged in the last week, averaging $3.10 a gallon today. The national average is down 3.8 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 52.6 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, According to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 2 cents in the last week and stands at $3.49 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said average gasoline prices in the U.S. have been volatile over the past week, with roughly half of the 50 states seeing prices decline while the other half experienced increases. He added oil prices, which had fallen into the $50 per barrel range at the height of Trump's trade war, have since rallied and are now holding in the low $60 range, leading to rising gas prices in some states. For now, I expect the national average to bounce around in the $3.10 to $3.20 per gallon range over the coming week, with a continued mixed bag. For consumers, about half of the states may see prices inch lower, while the other half could experience increases. We'll be watching for any market developments, but for now, the market appears to be in a holding pattern. Dane County officials are seeking partnerships and sponsorships to help complete a renovation of the Alliant Energy Center. WKOW reports Dane County Executive Melissa Agard and other leaders held a listening session on Wednesday to go over the proposed renovations to Veterans Memorial Coliseum. The building hasn't seen any major updates since it was built in the 60s and is sorely in need of better access for both visitors and for anyone wanting to run a show or host an event. The county is set to issue a request for proposals on the renovation later this year. A new state law offers an alternative to the traditional bartender's license in Wisconsin. The statewide operator's permit is a new alternative to traditional operator's licenses, often referred to as bartender's licenses. Unlike licenses valid only within the issuing municipality, the statewide operator's permit is valid at licensed or permitted premises anywhere in Wisconsin. It provides flexibility for businesses operating in multiple municipalities, eliminating the need to obtain separate licenses for each location. For more details and permit qualifications, visit the Wisconsin Division of Alcohol Beverages website at revenue.wi.gov. Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter reports that Saturday afternoon at approximately 2 o'clock, Richland County deputies were dispatched to an address on Violet Street in the village of Lone Rock for a 911 call. Richland County deputies arrived on scene and were assisted by Sauk County Sheriff deputies and an Avoca Police Department officer. A perimeter was established as information was gathered that they were dealing with an individual experiencing a mental health crisis situation with access to a firearm. It was believed that this individual was barricading himself into the residence. Once communication was established with the individual, a peaceful resolution was obtained. The individual was transported to the Richland Center Hospital for further evaluation.
For those of us affected by the hailstorm recently, it can be a major pain. But Jones Chevrolet is here to help. We were affected just like lots of you were, so we're punching the accelerator to fix the damage caused to so many vehicles in Southwest Wisconsin. Call or stop by today to schedule your repair. We've got extra crews lined up so we can repair hail dings, glass damage, and paint damage. We will work with your insurance directly to get the claim paid for you too. Jones Chevrolet Buick, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, find new roads.
Today is Monday, April 28th. Carol Linz, 79 of Plain, died Thursday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison following complications from an aortic dissection. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will follow at St. Luke's Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Catholic Church, the Spring Green Food Pantry, or charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. For Carol Linz, 79 of Plain.
Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with appliances from Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center and Reedsburg. Get store-wide savings on Whirlpool, Maytag, Abana, and KitchenAid appliances during the Spring Fling sellout. Town & Country is packed with inventory, and you'll find great bargains with instant savings and rebates. Shop Town & Country TV & Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center next to Goodwill, or online at townandcountryrc.com.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Vatican says the papal conclave to elect a successor to Pope Francis will begin Wednesday, May 7th. But the process may not conclude on May 7th, as ABC's Terry Moran explained from the Vatican.
Once all the cardinals have voted, the ballots are counted, read aloud, and noted. The votes are then burned in an iron stove at the end of a session. Black smoke signals that no one reached the two-thirds majority required.